Maybe we need to call 911 as far as the state budget is concerned. Joining us on Brad and Dan this morning in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is Senate Republican President Len Fasano. Senator, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, Senator, and I'm wondering what you've done, what your reaction is now that you reviewed the mitigation plan submitted by Governor Malloy yesterday.
Well, I've got a few reactions. One is $180-some-odd million, $190 million of new taxes is a non-starter. I got to tell you, I'm frustrated, I'm angry, because for 5-6 years we've been telling the Democratic majority and the governor that going down their fiscal path was going to end up being a nightmare, and Republicans were being accused of being naysayers and complainers and, you know, making up stuff. And here we are, the day of reckoning, and we have a budget deficit after budget deficit. We're fixing the deficit. We have deficits. It just gets me very angry because now we're asked to clean up a mess that's been going on for 6 years. It's very, excuse me, it's very upsetting.
So what you're saying is the package submitted by Governor Malloy yesterday, which, as you said, includes $189, almost $190 million more in taxes, an increase in the sales tax, an increase in the hotel tax, an increase in the restaurant tax, an increase in the cigarette tax, taxes on cigars, and the exemption on non-prescription drugs, that removed, so that'll be taxed. An increase in the real estate conveyance tax, which you're saying is all of those, as far as you're concerned, all of that is a non-starter.
Correct. And then they're cutting Care for Kids, a program that people need. If they're going to go to work and they need someone to take care of their kids after 3 o'clock, Care for Kids program, they're cutting that back. They're cutting it back on social services. They're cutting back on Medicaid. I mean, what is this plan? It's not a plan. It's plugging up holes. It's not an ideology of going forward in the state. It's just, let's just cut and tax and get out of this and call it a day. That's not what we need to do. So that's number one. Number two, we have the, which I know you've heard about, the Medicare saving plan,
right,
which was cut in the budget that we want to put back. Republicans and Democrats. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, why don't you grab a drink of water? Take a quick break.
Okay, then, I got it.
Okay.
Someone just brought me one.
Awesome.
So
awesome. Go ahead.
So the problem is that the Medicare savings plan, we all have an agreement of how to fix it. We all agreed to go in on the 19th of December, all the leaders. Apparently we can't call ourselves in. I disagree with that, but that's what the Democrats are saying. So I said, okay, have the governor call us in. And they wouldn't even sign a letter to the governor to have the governor call us in on December 19th. They did it by petition, which now Senator Looney said, we're not going to get in until January 5th or 6th. This is crazy. You know, there are pretty people dependent upon this program. We want to put it back. And I got a governor who, egotistical reason only, won't ask us to come in. I got two Democrat leaders. I know you're going to have the speaker on maybe later today. Why wouldn't you sign a letter to the governor asking him to do it on the 19th? Now, I get that the governor said he won't do it, but send a letter. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a letter from me is not going to be of any moment to the governor. I'm not his best buddy.
Yeah.
But if the Speaker of the House and the President said, we really want to go in, and they were honest about their push, we'll get in and we can fix this. Mm-hmm. We already have it all written. It's all done. It'll take an hour. Mm-hmm. That's it. Why not? Why can't they do this?
Okay, so let me get this straight. You and the Democratic leadership have agreed on a plan to solve this Medicare savings program situation, but there is this reluctance by the governor to call the special session before January 1st to address it. Is that correct?
Well, we all agreed on December 19th, mm-hmm, next week, to
right,
do it.
Okay.
We can't call ourselves in. We've got to ask the governor, and I did. And he basically told me to go pound sand. But why didn't the speaker, I asked them to send a letter with me, and I got crickets. They never got back to me. If you go into January, like Senator Looney wants to do, I guarantee you, and take this to the bank, we're going to go in January 5th or January 6th, and there's a deficit mitigation plan that you're talking about out there now. We're going to go in, and Senator Looney and the Democrats are going to say, well, why are we going to do this deficit mitigation plan? In 2 more weeks, we're going to get new numbers because all the numbers for withholding will come in
right.
at the end of January. We may have a bigger deficit, so let's wait and do it later. So you're going to end up with these elderly folks not knowing what is going on at the end of January, and the 1st of March is when the program officially ends unless we fix it. So this is just crazy. You know, this is just government at its worst, politics at its worst, and a governor who just doesn't care. His ego, his self-indulgence refuses to take on anything that's reasonable if he doesn't come up with a suggestion. And that's what really bothers me. We can fix it. It's bipartisan. Everybody agrees. What's the skin off his nose to call us in on the 19th, other than he wasn't in the room when we made the deal? Really? That's what we're coming down to in government? AllAboutMe.com? I mean, come on.
We have a few more questions. Senator, hang in there. We got a traffic update. Give your voice a break. And we're going to be back in just a few minutes with Senate Republican President Len Fasano. Weather has been an issue today. School delays. Winchester Public Schools closed today because of a water main break on Main Street in downtown Winsted. Let's get an update on traffic now from Cindy Waitman. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning. Very tough conditions out there on the road. Leave yourself extra time. You've got snow squalls wreaking havoc for you on 84 as you take a ride between Waterbury and Plainville into Hartford, 2 West, exit 13, rollover exit Marlboro, southbound 91, exit 23 in Rocky Hill as the left lane out with a crash car went off the road. Route 83, multi-car accident at Allen Drive in Vernon. And if you're traveling on 84 East into exit 39 in Farmington, left lane is blocked up with an accident. Also, we are working on very rough conditions on your on and off ramps. A lot of them are still snow covered. Local streets vary greatly. Many of your side streets are still covered in snow. And 44 down to one lane between Raleigh Street and Whiting Street in the center of Winsted with that broken water main. This report is brought to you by Connecticut Toyota Dealers. When you're on the road, your safety is top priority. That's why advanced safety features come standard on the all-new 2018 Toyota Camry. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Cindy Waitman, back at 8:34 with your last traffic check on the Talk of Connecticut.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Molly is such a cute snowflake. Where's that costume from?
Thanks. Liberty Mutual saved us some money, so it's custom made.
Liberty did what?
Shh. Oh, we switched our auto and home insurance and saved almost $800.
I wish we saved like that. Sarah's costume could use some work.
But she's a cute horse.
Sharon, she's a turkey.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can save $782 when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Wouldn't it be great to get all your clients' gifts mailed out and save money? Well, right now, it's buy two, get one free on Office Depot Office Max branded mailing and shipping supplies. Plus 30% off all FedEx services, even international shipping. Just see an Office Depot Office Max associate for your 30% off coupon. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16, valid in store only. See coupon for details.
DeSopo Funeral Chapel has been providing premier funeral service for well over a century. Whether you're making funeral arrangements at the time of loss or in advance, the wonderful people at DeSopo's will assure that every detail will be meticulously attended to. DeSopo Funeral Chapels has received national distinction year after year and has been awarded the National Funeral Directors Pursuit of Excellence Emeritus Award, placing them in the top 1% of funeral homes recognized for excellence. Many people who plan for retirement often include pre-planning for their funeral as part of their estate plan. The professionals at DeSopo's can explain the benefits of planning ahead, will guarantee prices to guard against future inflation, and they will honor pre-arrangements that may have been made with other funeral homes for those who wish to transfer them. DeSopo offers services and benefits to veterans that are hard to match elsewhere. Stop in to see George DeSopo or any of the other professionals at their Wethersfield or East Hartford locations. Visit them online as well. DeSopo, TheTimeReport.com. Back with us, he's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, Senate Republican President Len Fasano. We've been talking about the budget mitigation plan submitted by Governor Malloy yesterday that includes tax hikes everywhere. What's the initial reaction you have received from this, Senator?
From my caucus members, it's been, we're not going down that road. So that's been for my caucus members. And I think when the public learns, especially those folks in the city and low income learn the amount of cuts and municipal cuts that are going through, I think people are going to be outraged. You know, generally people don't focus till we pass something and then they see how they got hit and they go crazy. But people need to get involved earlier on this issue, yeah, because you need to understand what this is going to do. This is going to be very bad, Dan. And we need to stop it. We need to figure out another way. And that's what we're going to start talking about on Monday.
Mm-hmm. On Monday with whom? Your caucus or with the leaders from the other side of the aisle?
Leaders with on the other side of the aisle. But the first thing on my agenda is going to be, why didn't you guys write a letter to tell the governor to come in on the 19th? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know he responded to me, but I'm not you. You know, I'm on the other side of the aisle, and someone who, you know, every now and then pricks him, so he's not so happy with me. But you guys are on the same team. You can't talk to him?
Yeah.
It's just, go ahead.
Senator, how can we solve, it's constant, persistent deficits. How can we solve this current deficit issue without raising taxes?
We got to go back and look at the CVAC deal. We go back and look at the union deal that the governor passed, and we need to take a harder look. You know, we had changes starting in 2027 that would bring some relief to the 18-19 fiscal year budget. We got to look at that. Mm-hmm. It's unaffordable.
Right.
And I think that the juxtaposition that people have to look at is, do I want my property taxes to go up, or am I going to ask unions not to have overtime added to their pension? Am I going to allow Care for Kids program to be cut, or am I going to say to unions, you're going to get paid for your overtime, but you just can't add it to your pension? You know, am I going to allow Medicaid reimbursement to docs when people can't even, who are Medicaid can't even find doctors or wait months to go see a doctor because the reimbursement rate is so low? We're going to cut that yet again. So we're going to tell people that, but we're not going to ask a state employee to say, look, you're going to get paid your time and a half on overtime. You deserve that money. But you can add it to your pension. COLA. Hmm. You know, nobody has a cost of living increase in the private sector. It's very few. Wages have been stagnant. Join us. Let COLAs be increased by the legislature if we believe it's apropos. These are not draconian cuts. This isn't gutting CBAC. This is saying we need to be reasonable, and we need to say, what are we going to look at? We got to balance social services, property taxes, education versus overtime being added pensions.
Senator, maybe you can, and we're talking to the Senate Republican President Len Fasano, maybe you can explain this to our audience, because as I understand it, you know, in return for the CBAC deal being extended out to 2027, which hand ties the legislature, hand ties future governors, etc., but that a lot of this wasn't going to kick in for a couple of years, and that the initial agreement meant savings to the budget of something along the lines of $1.5 billion for the next 2 years. So how does this affect that deal? How does it affect the budget in these current fiscal years?
There is a savings in that there's wage freezes, which we could have negotiated with differently, but there is some savings. I'm not going to deny that in 2 years. There are some savings with wage freezes. But, you know, tell me who in the private sector is getting increases in wages. Right?
I don't know,
they got a no layoff provision. So if you sit there and say, we need to consolidate government, we need to, you know, privatize some of our services, we can't even do that now, because we have a no-layoff provision.
Right.
So you have made government inflexible, and that's why this governor is looking at raising taxes and cutting social services. And I'm saying, no, there's a third option. I know you don't want to do it. I know they're your friends. But when you talk to the average union worker, you know, making $50,000 or $60,000 a year, they want their job. Mm-hmm. They want to work for state. They work hard. And they don't mind saying, hey, look, overtime and pensions, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I could live without that.
Right. I mean, obviously, and you know, it's interesting because the Connecticut situation is making nationwide news. There it is in the Wall Street Journal. Connecticut already strapped is coming up short again. A big story in the Wall Street Journal. It's on the Drudge Report. It's nationwide. And that doesn't do the state any good, Senator, from a public relations standpoint, does it?
No, it doesn't. And if I may, you have to go back through the speeches by Malloy. He was very proud. He did an expose about his progressive agenda that he's bringing to the state of Connecticut. This is it. Mm-hmm. This is the aftermath of his progressive agenda.
Right.
And the Democratic leadership let him do it.
So, but what you're saying is that we could come up with some kind of a deal to bring this budget back into balance without the tax hikes that this governor is proposing.
I think he can. I have to go back to the numbers. I mean, I'm going up there later today.
Yep. Well,
to look at these numbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, try to figure out what we can do with the union contracts, other cuts provision, and see where we go. But I will tell you, even if we get through this exercise, I think April we get hit again.
Mm-hmm.
When the final numbers come in. Last year, I think it was like $1 billion debt was added.
Right.
So we're going to get hit again. This is not something that is going to go away easily. This is something that's compounded. And all those people, you know, there's a rally today at the Capitol to say we need to raise taxes on the rich. A rally today. By the way, you know, Voices for Children are at that rally today. I haven't heard Voices for Children raise one issue about DCF and the death that happened and was investigated yesterday. But somehow they're in there talking about raising taxes on the rich. Yeah, that's a message we want to send. We're losing them by the droves, and that's the problem. It is the top 11 taxpayers that have gone from $650 million of paying income tax to less than $250 million of paying income tax. So the more you tax them, the more they're going to leave. That's the problem.
Well, Senator, I think the governor's working on that. If he keeps raising that real estate conveyance tax, it'll make it so expensive, people won't be able to sell their homes.
Yeah, and then he was criticizing the Republican Republican budget, claiming that not allowing you to deduct your property taxes is going to hurt the real estate market, and here he is increasing the conveyance taxes. His messages are just convenient to the thought of the day, and that's the problem with his budget making. It's not about generation. It's about political points, and it's about his agenda. That's it.
Okay. Well, Senator, take care of that voice, first of all. And if we don't talk before Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we will talk again down the road.
Same to you and all your listeners.
Thank you, Senator. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Senator Len Fasano, Senate Republican President, struggling with the voice a bit today. You heard him. The taxes are a non-starter, these tax hikes. We'll get the House Majority House Speaker Joe Arisimowitz on following the news at 8:30 and get his take on the situation.